This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Happy Hello. Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah, my whole week is thrown off because we were off Friday and Monday. I've lost all track of time. I woke up today, I had no idea what day it was.
Well, you just said it was Tuesday, so you're obviously doing pretty well.
Well, there's a calendar thing on my
phone.
Pretty
smart guy.
I had to figure it out. My whole weekend, though, it was weird trying to figure out what day was what.
Poor guy.
I know.
Gosh.
It didn't really matter, right? We just had 4 days.
It was great.
Wait, is today Sunday? Wait, no, tomorrow's
Sunday.
What's
happening? Wait. It doesn't matter.
Every day feels like Sunday.
Yeah, get outside and enjoy it.
Or does it feel more like Saturday?
I think Friday felt like Saturday. Saturday felt like Sunday, and then Sunday and Monday are just like, hey.
See, I think they kind of all feel like Saturday.
See, yesterday felt like Sunday to me, for certain. I was a little thrown off.
Because you know you got to work the next day.
You got to work the next day, so I was a little thrown off by like the TV schedule. I was like, what's happening? I was like, oh, it's Monday.
Right.
Yeah, threw me for a little bit of a loop. But today, you woke up, and you're like, ah, it's Tuesday. I thought you got the short week, so that's good.
Another short week. For us. We had Friday off.
Yes.
And you may be wondering why.
Just because we're awesome.
We didn't really know.
Yeah, we didn't ask for it off. The company, Suze, the new lady in charge, she gave us the day off. She said, Rob, you're beautiful and you're dominating. So just take the day off. And now that Rob's off, well, it's not like me and Lynch can do the show without you. So they just were like, that's it. Everybody take the day off. And then it was a trickle down effect. I think it went from there.
And then we got the Monday off.
Yeah, but that's
a holiday.
Yeah, that's a holiday.
So here we are. That's how we got a 4-day weekend.
Yes, there you go.
Hope you guys had a good one.
I did. I had a very old man weekend. I bought a washer dryer. I did some deck sanding and I played some golf and I went on a walk. That's about as old manny as you can get, right? It's like the triple crown of old manness.
I don't know how else you could make.
Cut the grass as well. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it was a whole thing. I had a burn pile going. I mean, it really was just an ultimate old man weekend for me.
At what point do you do old man things and just say it's old man things or admit that you're just an old man, right? Like,
oh, I enjoyed. I know now that like when I'm doing the old man things,
do you know what I mean though?
Yeah. Like I embrace it. Like it's not like
it's great.
I'm enjoying it. I don't know about you, but there's something magical when you cut the grass and then if you can get an aerial view of it. Cause like if you go up my bedroom has a little like patio thing off the, just
fancy.
A sliding door. Yeah, it really is. And like, but you can go up there and survey the backyard. You can see the lines in the grass. I'll tell you what, it's like heroin.
Well,
you just look.
Look
out there and you're like, look at those lines.
So old men would probably tell you, I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing they would tell you that there's a reason why old men do old men things.
Yeah. It's because it's awesome.
It's because they love them.
Yeah.
And you're going to love them too. And you're falling right in line.
Yeah.
As am I.
You know, when I bought the...
So you're basically just an old man. You're not just doing... You're not like acting like an old man. You are.
I am.
You're in your 40s. It's over.
Yeah. I bought a washer dryer, and I'll tell you what, the one I bought has a fresh vent on it to keep mold and mildew smell out. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be more excited when the guy was explaining to me those features. I'm like, what? It doesn't get the mold and the musty smell? No.
It's amazing.
It's like, where do I sign? Let's do this. Like 60 months interest-free financing? I'm not going to lie. My appliance pants, super tight at that point. You had me. Let's do this.
Luckily, by the grace of God,
yeah,
we have all new appliances in our house.
Isn't it a great thing, though?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was missing on a lot of fronts. Yeah. Very, very minor, but to me, major fronts.
Yes.
You know, like the size of the refrigerator that we put in.
Yeah.
Like with the double door and the freezer down below.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on with these old fridges.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Our old fridge sucked.
You get a new appliance and you're an old man. Like you, by the way, you won't shut up about that. Everyone you meet, you're going to be like, hey, that comes over.
Look at this.
Have you seen the new fridge? I can't wait to get the washer dryer. It's on back order. It'll be a couple weeks. But you better believe that when people come over, I'm like, hey, go check out the new washer and dryer. Yeah, see that right there? Fresh vent. See that? You smell that? Yeah, you don't, because there's no mold or mildew there. Nah, that's just fresh laundry. Just recycled through there.
Great.
Yeah.
It's just great. Well, I have, in keeping with the old man theme, can I complain about something?
Absolutely. Well, that's your right as an old man.
It is. I've earned it.
Yeah.
44 years on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully 44 more. So I know the olds are like, whoa, 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 you're in your 40s, you're old man. Ha ha. Nah, you know, we get it. It's gradual. But we're falling in line. We're right behind you.
Yeah.
We're coming up in the old man ranks.
Absolutely.
We're like rookies.
Well, it's like you're on the champions
tour.
Old
man rookies.
You know, exactly. We're in the rookie season, but, you know, we feel like there's a lot of progress being made. Each and every day, I get older and I embrace it more and more.
Yeah, we're pretty good rookies, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
At being old.
You better
believe
it.
I've been golfing for years.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to complain about the chain reaction videos.
The chain reaction videos.
On internet.
What do we got?
Well, you know, COVID. Because you know we're in a pandemic.
I've heard something about that.
Yeah, as much people at home, they're bored and they post videos, right?
Yeah.
The chain reaction videos, I'm over them. Is that a hot take? You know where they post things where it's like they drop a ball and then it hits the pan and then it hits the thing and then it attracts the... And then the thing goes the thing and then eventually the ball goes in the... I'm so over those.
What are those? Are those, is it Rue Goldberg? Is that what those are? The machines?
Oh.
Rube Goldberg? Rube? I think that's what those are called.
I got nothing.
No?
Well, people are making their own.
Yeah, I know, but the...
The original?
Anytime you do, like, the game Mousetrap, right? You know, where you're talking about the reaction, the chain reaction stuff. I think that's called a Rue or Rube Goldberg machine.
Rube.
Okay, I think that's what that is.
How to build a Rube Goldberg machine right here on internet.
I think that is the official name of those sorts of things.
Who was Ruby Goldberg?
I don't know. I just know that I've had to help my kids build them in school, and that's what they were called.
Oh, cartoonist, it looks like.
But yeah, I am so with you. And my thing is...
Are those that hard?
I've never built one. Well, that's not true. I've built them with the kids, but those are real simple ones. It's like in the sixth grade, like how...
Well, there's some pretty neat ones. Like, people take, like, I mean, it takes a long time to put them together.
But I don't understand.
But don't you think that that's not really all that skillful? It's just time?
Well, trial and error. I think it patience. And what I don't understand is the setup that it takes and the number of times you have to film that in order to get the one that then goes, I guess it goes viral and you get, I don't know, 1,000 likes or 2,000 likes. The payoff on at that.
The payoff.
I don't understand.
Well,
that.
I think the idea is that they're just bored. It's COVID and they're bored.
I guess that's the part I don't understand is that I don't get bored like that. There's one, I can embrace my boredom and lay on the couch and do nothing. And two, there's other things to do that I find entertaining other than spend hours upon hours upon hours doing something simply so that some people that I've never met will click a like button. I get the people that like put content out there and like that's their job, the Instagram people or whatever. But just the random person that spends 6 to 7 hours setting something like that up and trial and error, especially stuff with the dominoes and how intricate that is, that to me just seems like such a horrid, horrid way to spend your time. But I mean, I guess if you got nothing else to do, right?
Yeah, passes the time.
Have you tried cutting the grass or sanding something? So I'll tell you what, it kills time. And then when you're done,
but you know,
there's a sense of satisfaction.
You could make the case.
Wait till I start staining the deck.
There you go. Whoa. Life's all about likes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, but
that's what it's come down to.
It really, there is, what is that, like a social currency, right?
That's
like
what it is.
The idea of being.
If you have no likes, you have no life.
Yeah, it's like being viral.
Although that couldn't be further from the truth, but that does seem to be what it's all boiled down to.
Yeah, it's not about like eating a meal anymore. It's about taking a picture of your meal so that other people can then like what it is you're eating.
Yeah.
There is certainly some of that.
The chain reaction videos, I don't click on them anymore. I assume that it works.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be on there.
There was one cool one where the kid did one in his kitchen where it was to the NBA. The old NBA.
I watched that one like 30 times
in
a row.
That one was good because he put it to music.
And it was a ping pong ball and then like pans. And it was, yeah. I saw someone with the Mario theme, and that one was actually, he had two going at once. So he had like a series of ping pong balls that he was just throwing each hand. And again, I don't know how long that takes to do, but he had it going for 15, 20 seconds where you did the the little Mario theme, and we all know that tune. And I sat there and I thought about how many times you had to do that. It takes away from the impressive nature of it.
What are you saying?
It takes away from the, because for a brief moment I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, and then I'm like, my God. How many times did you have to do that? And then it kind of ruins the moment for me. Like, I'm not as impressed by it because I'm like, you just spent 10 hours. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you did it on the first try, but I severely doubt that.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we've complained, we've spoken of our old man weekends.
Yeah.
And I also had an old man weekend, but that, I mean, I've been an old man longer than you have.
Yeah. Well, you've really embraced
it. I got 4 years on you.
You've embraced it.
Or 3 years.
Yeah. I'm guessing there was some golf involved for you.
Yeah, a couple rounds of golf.
There you go.
Some early evenings to bed.
Really?
Well,
9:15. Well, time to shut it down.
Doze off, and if I don't wake up, that's okay.
I understand.
I'll have to tell you later, but we did venture out to my new favorite city, Newburgh.
Oh yeah.
And dined out on
you went against governor's
Saturday
orders,
night.
You scofflaw.
I did.
And ventured out to the opening.
Also, every mayor of the towns that we even visited made like a pact and said, do not come here.
Yeah, go away.
Give us a couple weeks to figure this out.
Was Laco open now? Is that are they open
is
for
Is that
business?
Clackamas? Yeah, I think so.
I think Laco is
Clackamas got the approval.
Yeah.
Washington County applied, so we're waiting to hear about that.
Clark County applied, and then we took a huge step backwards where I'm at. We got a fruit problem over
fruit
there.
Fruit plant.
Yeah. So we're, we ain't going anywhere for a while.
We'll touch on that on In the News. Great tease, Jake.
I'm assuming that we will.
Got that in the notes.
Yeah.
But, it was good times. Went out for a meal, sat down, my wife and I, with another couple. And
was it weird for the first time?
It was a little odd, but I got over it. The only two things that were different were... One, the people that work there are wearing face masks.
What?
What?
I'm thrown there. Were you?
The people that work there are wearing face masks.
Yeah, that's.
That's the first thing.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought for a minute there, I was like, that goes without saying. Everyone has to wear face masks, right? I mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you were puzzled. I was just saying that they were, that was one thing that was.
You sounded as if you were maybe surprised about it.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying that there were two things that were different. Only two things were different. Everything was normal.
Sure.
Except for two things.
The masks.
One, they were wearing masks. And two, the lines on the floor where you walk to go to the bathroom. You have to stay in your lane because you can't.
Really?
They don't want you brushing by other tables.
Well, I saw some restaurants say, please do not leave your seat while you're having your meal.
So you can't
like stay at the table.
So you can't just like freestyle it and decide to make your own path to the bathroom?
No. Well, they don't want you to. You probably can.
Isn't that a bit much?
Well, it's just following guidelines. You don't want to get fined. You don't want to get closed down.
Were the tables all,
they were spread apart.
Spread out
Although there were, I mean, the place was hopping. It was popping.
Did you see some of the videos from like Missouri? What is that? The Ozarks.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they partied.
Those guys are having fun.
Yeah, no one cares. Officially, that part of the country is given the double bird, apparently, to the whole coronavirus.
Well, you know, Missouri, I was looking at the numbers today, just getting caught up. You know, they're doing fine.
Yeah.
On the COVID case front. Now, we'll see in 2 weeks.
You know, see if something doesn't
pop up from Memorial Day weekend. But, yeah.
Yeah, some of the videos over the weekend were pretty crazy.
Well, people are partying.
Yeah.
They're over it.
Yep.
Holiday weekend.
Yep.
Maybe some nice weather.
It was on.
Come on.
It was on.
Let's dance.
Who knew you could have a good time in Missouri? Go figure.
Yeah, the Ozarks. You ever been to the Ozarks?
I haven't.
You ever watch the show Ozark?
No, I still
have. Ozarks.
I need to watch. I think it's just Ozark.
Is it Ozark? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
I have not begun that.
You should watch it.
I've spent very little time in Missouri, and I'll tell you, not my favorite place in the world.
Yeah, Lake of the Ozarks, nice. But it's just a bunch of lakes.
Yeah. It looked nice. I mean, some of the videos just.
There are other lakes.
Looked like there was some partying going on.
You venture too far out, boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Banjos.
Yeah, that's when you get into deliverance country.
All right, well, let's get started. We've got a lot to update you on what the professional sports leagues are thinking. We'll start there. We got the Tiger Phil, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady match thingy.
Split his pants.
That happened. And some other cool sports stuff. So let's get started, shall we? The fan personality series of poll questions continues today, much to the chagrin of Jason Swigart. Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
A lot of people piling in with really tight appliance pants today.
Yeah, yeah.
People can relate to the new appliances.
It's a magical feeling.
Well, somebody mentioned the quiet garbage disposal.
Yeah.
Like when you get a new garbage disposal, that's not exciting. But
yeah, this guy says he did a remodel on the kitchen, and that's the first thing he shows anyone is the super quiet garbage disposal.
That's amazing.
Again, you hear that? No, exactly. It's the new garbage disposal.
My wife brags quite often about the new dishwasher and how quiet it is.
Yeah.
In our, she's like, you can't even hear it. It's on. You can't even hear it.
Isn't it amazing?
Makes her so happy.
Little things like that. Yeah, my microwave has like a grill option on it. Like where you can, because we got a new microwave when we did the kitchen last year. And so like if you're cooking like chicken tendies or some dino nuggies, whatever you got, you know, you cook them in the microwave, they're kind of soggy and not as good as the oven. This one has like a grill option where you can cook it, but it crisps it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, believe you me. Anytime someone comes over, like one of my kids' friends or whatever, and they're like, hey, you guys want a snack? I'm always pushing like the nuggets or something. Hey, I can grill those for you. Watch this.
Where has that been?
I don't know, but you can.
Were they just lazy in the 70s and 80s?
I'm telling you, if you haven't had a new microwave, and I hadn't for like years and years, the microwave technology, way, way, way better than anything that you realize.
I'm going to one-up you.
What do you got?
In the microwave department. Pull-out microwave.
Pull-out microwave?
Yeah.
Like on a.
It's in the island.
Wow.
It's in an island, and you pull it out, and you put the food down in it.
What?
Yeah. And then you close it up.
What sort of sorcery is this?
It's amazing.
I feel like we need photos.
Yeah, I could shoot you a photo.
Yeah.
You know, they make cabinets and they just build them in and then you just throw the microwave in there.
Now I feel like my above the range microwave is inadequate.
I feel like you're like in a spaceship when you talk like that.
I know.
It just pops out of the counter.
It's just a house.
Yeah, it's not just a house.
But that's a nice little feature.
Yeah. Again, it's all about the little things, man.
So that's where all the money from the moat went. You no longer have a moat. You have a spaceship.
Well, we have a pull-out microwave. I don't know about a spaceship.
I think there's still a hot chicks room in the back, but it's just
and a sex dungeon, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, I thought it was a sex attic now because there's no basement.
Oh, right, right, right.
All right, so here is today's AAA heating and cooling poll question at 1080thefan.com. We have resorted to the fan personality series of poll questions, basically because, well, there's no sports.
Yeah.
I think these are fun. Number one was... which fan personality has the worst taste in music? Mike Lynch won that overwhelmingly with 36% of the vote. Number two, which fan personality was, what was that one? The Secret Life is most likely to have a secret life.
That was Jason Swigart.
Swigart won that 27%, prompted him to pull out of the fan poll question series.
Yeah, he's being.
He will no longer participate.
Apparently it hurts his brand. He doesn't want negative stereotypes, whatever that means.
Number three, this one we asked you on Friday, which fan personality is most likely to end up the wealthiest? Hey, look who won that. Myself.
Hey.
31%.
So you got my vote.
Followed by Cam at 24%, Souk 17%, Lynch 7%. And then today we are asking you at 1080thefan.com, which fan personality is most like you?
Oh.
How about that?
Who is truly the man of the people?
Yeah, well, who is most like most people?
Hmm.
How about that?
Okay.
This ought to be an interesting
one.
That
is an interesting one.
I don't know who they're going to vote for.
Again, who is the...
Probably none of the above, but...
Well, no, someone out there has to be...
Maybe what? Dusty? Nah.
Well, Dusty's very wholesome.
He's young.
I don't know. Dusty's not a bad one. I could see, like... Sprague is kind of a traditional sort of just...
The everyman?
Well, yeah, he's an every guy, enjoys the small things in life. You know, his wife, couple kids. Mm. I can see Sprague maybe pulling that off.
All right, well, you can vote at 1080thefan.com. The Fan Personality Series brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. Right now, I'm looking here. I am leading the way again.
Really?
Followed by Mike Lynch.
Mm.
And you. You guys are tied.
Okay.
You guys are tied.
Maybe Rob is the man of the people.
17%.
I do think I'll get a sneaky amount of votes on this because I have, in terms of the personalities in the station, very unique interests.
That is true.
That a lot of people tend to like as well, but nobody else in the station tends to.
I'd like to point out that Rob is a fancy lad with his Audi, just saying. And this is a good one. I was saying Sprague. Dirt may be the most everyman.
He's got 13%
of anyone here at the station. Like, if you just put, like, average American just right down the middle, not left, not right, just it's Dirt. He even looks like just your average, just normal, run-of-the-mill sort of guy. Dirt may get my vote on this.
So vote 1080thefan.com. We've got a lot of big news.
Someone's saying Sprague shops at Forever 21, so yeah, no.
He does?
Oh,
that's a thing. Forever 21.
I don't know if that's a.
Do they have guy clothes there?
Do they sell guys stuff?
Do they sell guys?
Do they sell guys? Asking for a friend.
Can I buy one? What? What's the going rate?
Yeah. So listen, the NBA. Look, these sports, man. Things move fast.
Yeah, stuff's happening.
And now they're like, yeah, we're all. I mean, it's funny the rhetoric. Now it's like, ah, yeah, we're playing. It's just a matter of when and you know how many fans are watching.
Yeah.
But where should we start? The NHL is probably the big one today.
Well, the NHL is back, kinda. And we have a date, kinda. But we have a plan, definitively, when it does come back.
Well, the NHL said they're not going to play the rest of the regular season.
Yeah, it's gone.
So they are going to have 24 teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, so you're going to have 12 in each half of the playoff, up from 8, but the first 4 will get byes in each conference. So basically you're having a play-in tournament there in the first round.
And I like that. I mean, I don't know how many games they had left, but
it's about the same as the NBA. The seasons run pretty much the same, 82 games. So
NHL ends a little sooner, so yeah, it's probably like, I don't know, 10-ish.
You're looking somewhere between 10 and 15 games. And so they're going to eliminate the teams like the Red Wings, who are the worst team in hockey. Yay me. They're out of it. There's no reason for them to play. They're chopping those. But, and this is like what Damian Lillard was talking about today with the Blazers, they want to give the 9th and 10th team, you know, obviously you want to give them a chance, you know, within a couple games to make a run at this thing. So I think this is a
makes
pretty
sense.
This makes sense, and I could see the NBA doing this as well. There's no reason to play meaningless games and make the Golden State Warriors or the New Jersey Devils or the Wings or whoever come back and play horse crap games.
So you don't want that, but you do want the teams that suck but still have a shot at the playoffs to actually try to get in.
Yes, see the Blazers.
Therefore, a play-in tournament could be more exciting and just the best way to go, because that way the Warriors don't have to show up, but teams that have a shot can. And that's why when Lillard said today, he basically came out and told Chris Haynes, he said he's not playing if they're playing meaningless games.
Yeah.
Which somehow has been spun into something that's controversial.
I don't know why that's controversial. We know that guys coming back are going to be susceptible to injury, right? You're not gearing up for anything. And why would you play? And his point was, what, they're 3.5 back essentially of the final spot, which is Memphis, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So
that's right, Bill.
I mean, his point is if you come back and you say, okay, we're going to play 5 or 6 games in the regular season, you're not catching anyone. And he's not going to go out there and bust his ass and risk getting hurt to play in games that mean absolutely nothing when you're not having a chance to play. That's nothing controversial about that. Steve Kerr basically said that like a month ago. He said, as far as we're concerned, our season's over. He said, after everything we've been through, as bad as we are, we're not rolling Steph Curry and Klay Thompson out there. Kevin Durant isn't walking through that door to risk, you know, his Achilles on this. So there's real, there's truth. And if you can't handle that, I'm sorry, but I think what Lillard said is, it makes total sense. And the NHL is going to address that. And I guarantee that with the NBA, who's got 1,000 different proposals out there, the NBA will come up with something like this as well.
You just Jack Nicholson does.
I did.
Love that.
Well, it's like if a player speaks the truth, we act as if it's like a controversial sort of thing, and it's not. It's just someone that's bold enough to be like, look, I'm not doing this. This is stupid. It makes no sense.
Guys do that in the regular season all the time.
Exactly. And by the way, the NHL said that they will not start training camp sooner than July 1. So it's going to be a while. They got to work out logistics. They're talking about like two hub cities, right? One in the east, one in the west. And they'll, you know, details to be worked out, but they would start camp no sooner than July 1st. So you give it, you know, a handful of weeks to get up and going. So maybe the end of July, beginning of August, this playoff run starts. Because you can't just, everyone has said, you can't just jump in to, especially the playoffs. You can't have a couple months off and then be like, hey, by the way, your first game back counts. Here's the playoffs. That, you can't do that. So there'll be a small ramp up for a couple weeks. And so maybe by mid to end of July, we've got the NHL back.
All right. Well, let's talk more about what Damian Lillard said on the flip side here, because it pertains to the NBA. So the NHL is coming back, but it's going to be a bit. NBA, they're targeting launching by July. And what would that look like? And then what Damian Lillard said. So we'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
Blip, blip.
Blip.
Blip, blip.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Turns out it was the most watched golf event in cable TV history. We'll get to that coming up here on a Tuesday. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Rop and Souk, your sports bros.
So.
Puss. Yeah, so the NHL scrapping the rest of the regular season and going straight to a 24-team playoff, but it'll be a bit, probably in July.
Yeah, and there'll be a qualifying round. There'll be round-robin games in two cities, one east, one west. They'll all be there. We don't know exactly the devils in the details just yet or exactly when it's going to be happening, just no sooner than July 1st will training camp start. So everything I've seen for any major sport said they roughly need 3 to 4 weeks to get going. So maybe conservatively, let's say August 1st, if everything goes well, you'll see the NHL back and maybe even a little bit longer than that. Because again, all this has to be, you know, agreed upon. This is the one thing I think we've learned through all this, whether it's the NBA, NHL, NFL is now having to have these sorts of discussions, is remember, unlike college sports where the universities can kind of just do what they want and the kids fall in line, professional sports have these things called unions, and all this stuff has to be agreed upon. And so whether you're talking about money split or just the format of things, the players and the owners have to sign off on this. So none of these things are going to go smoothly. I refuse to believe that in any of these pro sports, someone's just going to roll out what I believe Roger Goodell calls a proposal, and the players are going to be like, hooray, let's take it. No, there's going to be some back and forth. And so it may be a while, even with the NHL, who now is the closest to returning because they seem to have a definitive plan, or as much of a plan as you can have right now. There's still tons of details to be worked out.
So the NBA, which they've been kind of at the forefront of all of this from day one, while they were the first to cut bait, you know, scaring the hell out of everyone in March. And now they've been talking pretty consistently about a mid-June return.
Yeah.
And so I think what Damian Lillard, and I'm going to read you his quotes. He talked to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, and he's making headlines today, Lillard, with these quotes. What he was doing was angling. So here's what he said. If we come back and they're just like, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games and we don't have a true opportunity to get into the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I'm part of a team, but I'm not going to be participating. I'll tell you that right now, and you can put that in there. If we come back and I don't have an opportunity to make the playoffs, I will show up to work, I'll be at practice, and I'll be with my team. I'm going to do all that, and then I'm going to be sitting right on that bench during the games. If they come back and say it's something like a tournament play-in style between the number 7 and number 12 seeds, If we're playing for playoff spots, then I think that's perfect.
Well, I understand that this has caused a bit of a buzz. I don't see one issue with what he has to say. The only thing that I've heard where people are really kind of picking at him and is like, well, why are you different than Joe Schmo on the end of the bench? Why does he have to play and you don't? Well, because he's Damian Lillard and he's worth $200 million to the franchise, and welcome to the world of sports. Some guys are more important than others. Like,
well, I think his point is even bigger. It's not just, it's like, why would anyone want to play if it's meaningless?
Exactly.
Right. At the stage that they're at, this is why the NHL canceled the rest of the regular season and just put 78% of its teams in a playoff format to give everybody a shot, because then it's worth coming back. It's not worth coming back for teams that have nothing to play for. That makes total sense. Well, and it's just not controversial at all.
No, and it's an S show if you did, right? So imagine coming back a scenario, and you're right, the NHL was so smart to do this, because imagine a scenario where you come back and you are fighting for the eighth spot, because the NHL playoffs are the same as the NBA, right? Eight teams in each conference, away you go. The Detroit Red Wings are the worst team in hockey. They are horrid. Imagine them rolling out the roster that they would roll out there for the final 10 games. They wouldn't play anyone. They'd be just getting guys off the street. They'd be holding, hey, if you go to a Little Caesars in Detroit and you buy two pizzas, you get to suit up for the Red Wings for a game. That's just the way. Same thing with Golden State. None of their players would play. And then what you have anyways is you have meaningful games being played by meaningless teams. It's a much better way to go about this, to give the worst teams in the league and just say, you know what, you're done. Thanks for coming. You're not making any money anyways. No one's coming into the building. And give the final handful of teams that are within a shot of the eight spot a chance to compete to get in if they want to.
So I think what Lillard's doing there is he is angling for best case scenario for the Blazers.
Yes.
That's what he's doing. He's using his voice to politely
nudge this in the direction that's best for the team.
Yeah, because I'll read you the second part of his quote. So here's what he said. He said, it would suck not to get to the playoffs because our thing was we had fought ourselves back into position to get a spot. We had our starting center and starting power forward coming back, so we had a lot to look forward to, and for a great reason. Now they're healthy and they have extra time to train and rehab while everybody's rusty. So now they won't be coming back as the only rusty players. And if everybody's rusty, we can come in here and we can beat everybody. I do feel like if we do come back and our mind is right, we can beat anyone. It's going to be hard to get going with no fans. You've been off all this time and some people are just ready for summer. Like, I haven't played in a long time and the season is basically over to me. Do I really care like I cared before? It's going to be a lot of those factors going on, and that presents a lot of room for a team to overperform, like really mess around and knock some teams off. And then, oh, hey, they're in the Western Conference Finals. It's room for that with this situation. So the fact that it's possible and we wouldn't get any opportunity at that, that's weak to me. I ain't getting no younger. That was Lillard to Haynes. And that makes total sense because he's saying, hey, look, we're getting two starters back.
Yep.
They're going to be rusty, but so is everyone else because now everyone's been off because of COVID. So why not us? And they're 3.5 back. I mean, they got a lot of work to do in the last,
15 games, whatever it is.
That's tough to make up, although they could do it. He'd rather get in a playoff format where it's a clean slate, a healthier team, better team, and take their shot that way. And that makes total sense. If he can get that done the way the NHL, he just wants it that way because it's better for the Blazers. So I think that makes a lot of sense for them. I don't know if you buy that, but that's the way they're thinking.
I think it makes sense. And you are getting the people, because we're getting the texts. You know, thank God Lillard doesn't have a meaningless job like a doctor or a grocer. God, we always want to take sports and we try to put it into an everyday sort of term. And what this means is basically you're pissed that he's got leverage. By the way, if you are a sports fan, every year you watch the end of the season, do stars that are 20 games out of the playoffs, do they play every game towards the end? Major League Baseball, when you call up the guys from AAA Tacoma, welcome to the world of sports, right? You're not playing in meaningless games out there busting your ass. Some of this, I'm with you, is positioning and jockeying and trying to get his point across because this benefits the Blazers, but this idea that stars play out meaningless games in the NBA for no purpose, it's just not true. And for those people that are pissed about that, you're pissed because you don't have the leverage to do that in your job.
I don't think many people are pissed about it. I really don't. I don't see much controversy in it. I think he's just being calculated with his comments. Now, I think an interesting question about the NBA is, how do you feel about, now I know around here nobody's going to care about this because mostly Blazer fans, but how do you feel about a team taking this layoff with everyone else and then coming back a completely different team with different healthier players?
Yeah.
Well, like, imagine the Nets getting Kevin Durant. Now, it doesn't look like he's going to play.
Yeah, Durant said he's not going to play. The Warriors said Klay Thompson isn't going to play. But
what if he did?
But with the, yeah. I mean, if you brought Kyrie and KD both back, but neither one of those is going to play. But I think Portland is a prime example of this. If Portland comes back and you come back with a healthy Collins and a healthy Nurkic, and again, we don't know exactly what that looks like because it's not like those guys have been playing basketball this entire time. They, you know, but you figure at least from a health standard, they're going to be better. This could be a completely different Portland team and may be able to surprise some people and make a run. And the other interesting point that he brought up was,
do you think that's fair?
Fair.
Or it just is what it is.
It just is what it is.
Because I know other teams, like let's say this was Memphis. Blazers are chasing Memphis. And it was Memphis that was in this boat.
Yeah.
And you're 3.5 back. You're like, oh, man, they're not catching them now because they're getting 2 starters back.
Yeah. But it's just the
Way it is.
It's just the way it is, right? It's the nature of the beast. You could say at the same time, why is it fair that Nurkic and Collins both got hurt or Rodney Hood was out for the entire year, right? You get, you know, Golden State had this with their injuries or Kevin Durant. Like, injuries are part of the game and you can't control who gets hurt. Well, unfortunately, now this pandemic has been part of the game. So at this point, you know, once everyone's back, hey, man, you whoever's healthy, you roll the ball out there and see what happens. But it is interesting that could this be the year in the NBA that actually leads to some chaos in the playoffs? Because for the most part, right, NBA, we know who the 3 or 4 contending teams are every year. Is this the one year that could throw a wrench into that whole thing? And maybe it is... I don't know about as far as getting to the finals or winning a title, but this may end up being a more intriguing playoff run if the NBA comes back simply because of this. And that's what Lillard said. Who the hell knows what LeBron or the Lakers
right.
or, you know, what any of them are doing. Maybe they've been sitting on their ass eating Cheetos for a couple of months.
I think LeBron, I would bet. See, I would have said Clippers over Lakers.
Yeah.
Now I would say Lakers over Clippers because I think LeBron is ultra motivated at his age. This may be one of his best. This is probably his best look.
Yeah. He ain't getting any. Speaking of Lillard, ain't getting any younger. LeBron's not getting any younger, and they looked pretty good.
So I think the Clippers are a little different because they were working through some stuff. First year with Kawhi. I could see them being like, we'll pick it back up next year and we'll come kick everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Not that they will. I could see that happening.
The Lakers are the one that's the like,
Lakers,
we need to get this.
They know. Yeah. And LeBron will have them ready to go. The Bucks will be interesting, but he's right that, you know, half the NBA beats itself anyway.
Sure.
Because it's just selfish and or whatever. But the other half, you don't know what they're thinking. There's a lot of guys that may not want to come back and play, and they're forced to come back and play, and they're not all there, even if they're a good team or a good player.
You look at, like, Philadelphia, right? Philadelphia went into this year with huge expectations and were a giant disappointment. They couldn't figure anything out. They battled a bunch of injuries. Is Philly healthy? And that's a team that you're like, okay, they're going to be healthy when they come back. That should be a dangerous team, but they'll hate each other. And let's be honest, not a lot of those guys probably have the best reputation in the world. Is that a team that comes back healthy and ready to go? Or is a team that comes back and is dysfunctional and this whole thing throws it into a loop? No one knows what this thing's going to look like when it rolls back.
All right. Next, we discuss what Major League Baseball and the NFL are thinking. Latest on those two leagues, 347 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the NHL coming back straight to the playoffs. They announced today. NBA working through some stuff. Baseball. Now, they're a little further out because they can't agree on how to cut the monies.
Yeah. Well, originally they had the agreement back in March that they would just cut salaries by 50% and you'd play 80 and 82 game season. And that was agreed upon. Then the owners came back and were like, well, no, now that we don't have fans, this needs to be revisited. And we want a 50% revenue cut. And they were looking at a 20-30% cut of players' salaries off of the already 50% cut. And the players said, no, that's a salary cap. It's tied to revenue. We're not doing that. And now the owners have come back with another proposal, and apparently the players are pissed about it again.
Yeah, this one, the players, it sounds like it's a non-starter, but basically they came out and said no revenue split of 50-50, so no, in essence, salary cap.
Yeah.
This one, players could defer salary to future years to help clubs operate this year, and it's a sliding scale so that the players who are making the most money would give up the most.
So you're looking
and
at
the lowest earners would get most of their money.
Yeah. So this isn't, nothing's definitive, but there's been leaks that say that the top percent of players, the Mike Trouts, the Garrett Coles, they're talking about maybe a 30% pay cut on top of the 50% pay cut. So I think it was Stark, Jason Stark, that had this, that said, for instance, Garrett Cole was slated to make $36 million this year. Under this proposal, he would make about $9 million.
Oof.
And again, none of those numbers are definitive. It's just stuff that's being floated around out there. And again, no one's going to give Garrett Cole any sympathy for making $9 million. But if you're Garrett Cole and you were signed up for 36 and all of a sudden someone says you're making $9 million, I can see where that's a bit of a problem. What they're trying to do is say, you know, the Pete Alonzos of the world, or just anyone that's on, you know, second, third, fourth year deals that are only making, you know, there's some people in baseball, even some of the high-powered younger guys are only making $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. You chop that in half, and all of a sudden you're $250,000, $300,000, and then you're chopping 20 or 30% off, which would have been the initial proposal that Major League Baseball had. That was a non-starter for the union. It was never going to fly. This one would say, okay, those people, you're making your full amount. You're making $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. You're making $1 million, but the guys that are making 30, you're going to get it slashed. And the idea is that enough of the rank and file guys will vote for this, and that's enough to get it through the players union. And again, we don't know, but obviously the players union is balking at this because a lot of guys in baseball make a lot of money.
And in the NFL, they are just being the NFL, and Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, just said, yeah, there's going to be a season. Definitely. And it's just a matter of if we play with fans or not.
And so I did see today that the initial discussions are taking place. If there are no fans, obviously that means no money. It means refunded money from owners. And so they did say that a negotiation was going to have to start at some point between the players and the owners to discuss lost revenue and how that would be handled. Because in a stunning development, if the owners aren't going to have fans in the stadiums, it's going to be a massive revenue cut, and they are going to look to recoup that. And the easiest place to recoup that, player salaries. So all of this stuff is difficult, which is why we said all along, you can want to come back and play, you can have a plan in place, but the financials of this, and not just the financials, but the unknown financials, right? Because how on earth do you put something in place now for September when you have no idea what September is going to look like? So right now, this is all just being batted back and forth. And remember, this is all collectively bargained, and you can't just make unilateral moves if you're the players or the owners. This stuff has to be agreed upon. So it could be a while before all this stuff gets worked out. The nice thing about the NFL is you're not missing time right now. You've got time to let this sort out. Whereas the other leagues, well, your season's either on pause or in baseball, you know, you've missed half your year.
All right, coming up a little bit later, we'll tell you what Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott said today. But next, let's take a look at the little fun little golf match.
That was a fun little match.
Tiger Phil.
That was the first made-for-TV thing we've seen so far that wasn't an abomination.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
His golf game was an abomination, but it was still entertaining.
Some golf carts. Yeah, we'll get to that complete with audio next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.